Discussion and possible action on consideration of changes in the contract with the city of Round Rock for sale of additional Alliance water presented by John Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a request to authorize the general manager to effect a change in the contract that we have had for Alliance Water for any additional sales of water to the city of Round Rock. For background information for some of you who might not have been here for some of the previous discussions, Alliance Water is water that we get from LCRA. After the drought of 1996, when there was a really severe drought that put into place the planning processes for 50-year plans, at the same time that Williamson County was undergoing phenomenal growth, they realized that they did not have sufficient water to meet their long-term needs. And out of that came an agreement that is known as the Alliance Water that was put into place by House Bill 1437 that allowed the Lower Colorado River Authority to sell into BRA with an interbasin transfer permit, 25,000 acre foot of water, which we then in turn sold to customers. In the legislation that implemented that sale, Alliance Water Agreement, they put into a requirement that a no net loss provision be studied and implemented, which would put a surcharge of no less than 10% on the raw water cost that the LCRA had. From the beginning, it has been a 25% surcharge. But that is subject to change at any time by the Lower Colorado River Authority Board of Directors. Their current charges for water are $115 per acre foot for activated water, $57.50 for water that's reservation, all the water that we have contracted to customers currently is in the reservation stage. During the last year, we developed a process where we could sell an additional 21,000 acre foot of water into the Williamson County. And that would be at a price that would be significantly better than customers are paying for Lower Colorado River Authority water. Plus, it allowed them to use some of the infrastructure that they already have in place. Georgetown was particularly interested in returning their Alliance water and buying additional BRA water. Chisholm Trail also interested in returning to LCRA a significant portion of their Alliance water and buying BRA water. The 21,000 acre foot of water that we've offered to Williamson County takes us up to the capacity of the pipeline. Currently, we have under contract 43,000 acre foot of water, but the capacity of the pipeline is about 64,000 acre foot. During that same period of time that we were putting the terms of this kind of a deal together, thinking that Round Rock would be very much interested in buying some of that 21,000 acre foot of water, they decided probably a better option for them would be to take water from Cedar Park, which would be Alliance water, and rather than buying more BRA water, they would buy the water that was returned by Georgetown and Chisholm Trail up to approximately 9,000 to 10,000 acre foot of water. What we had decided to do back at the time that we took the Alliance water from LCRA and sold it to the customers was to underwrite 25% of the cost, the total cost of the water, the raw water cost plus the no net loss provision, which currently amounts to about almost $18 per acre foot. Given the fact that we offered to the customers of Williamson County this additional 21,000 acre foot of water, it kind of begged the question of whether or not it was really prudent for us to continue to offer the 25% buy down of the cost. So what, and we had decided probably it was not fair for the other system customers to have to bear the expense of Round Rock buying additional Alliance water rather than the BRA water that we had offered them for sale. So what we're asking today, is the authorization to rewrite that contract for the additional sale of water to Round Rock that does not include the 25% buy down in the cost of water.
Yes. The only point I would add there is, if you recall, Steve was here, was on the board at the time. The reason that they did that was in order to convert, to get all the customers in Williams County to convert to system rate. That was part of the, that was part of the.
Group, well, yeah. John, let me ask you something, a point of clarification for me. Page 9, you stated here financial impact is $162,000 savings to the authority, but that savings will increase as LCRA increases their rates.
Yes.
That to me.
The 25% of whatever they increase their rate to would be more than the
That's something that we would have not paid in the future.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if we resell the water that's returned to us by Georgetown and Chisholm Trail to Round Rock, which we are currently subsidizing by 25% and no longer subsidize that, the immediate savings to us would be the $161,000 that I have here in this report. But as the LCRA price for water increases, which I think they're on the plan to do, that $161,000 will increase.
That drops to our bottom line.
Any other questions?
Chair would entertain a motion.
So move.
Second.
Who seconded?
I just figured.
Would you read the motion, please?
Yes, I'll read it.
I'll read the resolution, I'm sorry.
I'll read the resolution. Be it hereby resolved that the Asset Management Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to revise the System Water Availability Agreement for the Colorado River Basin Water for sale of additional water to Round Rock and to utilize a new rate in the sale of that alliance water.
The resolution has been read. The motion to adopt the resolution was made by Director Pena, seconded by Director Gary. Would you please call the roll?
Chairman Moore?
Yes.
Director Corrales?
Yes.
Director Blunt?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Lawrence?
Yes.
Director Pena?
Yes.
Director Bayon?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Thank you.